It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Fleming County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. And tonight, the Bath County Wildcats traveling to Flemingsburg to take on the host Panthers. And Todd, these are two teams kind of off to opposite starts. Bath County 0-5, Fleming County 5-0. Coach Buddy Biggs really has his team rolling, one of the better teams in the 16th region to this point in this early season. Bath County 0-5, we've been in some games. We've not been in some games. This team really needs a quality win. This will be a perfect one to steal here on the road this evening.
Absolutely. I don't think that Fleming County's going to overlook Bath County, especially with them being a district opponent. But, you know, these are two teams that know each other well. They faced off many times over the last couple of seasons. And you kind of know the cast that, you know, Fleming County's got. They return all their starters from last season. They return their sixth and seventh man as well. They're able to score, and they can score in bunches. They score from the outside. They score on the inside. They have good ball handling. Jolly is probably one of the best ball handlers in the 16th region. You look at Hargett. He's a very tough matchup because he can take you on the inside. He can step out and hit the long ball. And then you got a guy like Hickerson who we've seen him drop 30 on multiple occasions. Just an absolute scorer. And, you know, he is just a tough-nosed defender as well. So, you know, this is a Buddy Biggs team that he knew what he was going to have. You've got some upperclassmen and seniors leading the way. You've got a bunch of good group juniors falling in right there with you. And you got an experienced team coming back that made some noise last year. You've got Bath County, lost the leading scorer, Zach Otis. He's in attendance up here in the bleachers tonight. I asked him if he had any eligibility left, and he just kind of smiled at me and said, I wish. But, you know, this is going to be a tough one. You know, they're going to be shorthanded. Montana Bashir went down a couple of games ago with a knee injury. My understanding is it was like hyperextended or something. Nothing torn or anything, and should be able to get back to action maybe as quick as next week.
Well, and, you know, most of the questions are on the Bath County side. You know, Fleming County's consistent. This is the group. You know, this is a group of guys they've had together for several years. Seth Hickerson is averaging 21 points a game for Fleming County. He's one of the premier players in the region. You know, Hargett gives them a little bit of an inside, you know, perimeter presence with the outside shooting as well. Isaac Fry's their big post guy. He's 12-10. He's a double-figure, double-double guy every game. And then we talk about Jolly being successful at the point offensively. He's a great defender on ball as well. But the questions are with Bath County. You know, we're one of our better players in Montana Bashir is out. And you're right. Hopefully he'll be back within a game or two and be able to contribute. There's been a lot of pressure on Taylen Sarl to handle the basketball and do some scoring. He's not 100% healthy. You've got Jay Smith down low. He's leading the team leading scoring with Sarl with 16 a game. He's not 100% healthy either. You know, you've got Braden Roosters. He's not 100% healthy. We're banged up. And we're five games into this season. And having all those games in a row last week with the EKC really did not help that case. Even though Bath County nearly got a win against Fairview, we played Raceland really well. The West Carter game was close for a long time, and then it kind of got out of hand there at the end. But, you know, this is a Bath County team that has the ability to play together. They had that magical first half against East Carter. We had that one home. But then the second half, the wheels kind of came off the bus, and, you know, Bath County ended up losing that game by double digits to a good team. But the ability was there to get off to a good start. It's just putting it all together for a ball game.
Well, in that matchup, yeah, they were off to a good start, but foul trouble and an injury. That's when Montana for sure went down.
Yep.
And that really, you know, kind of took the wind out of sails. Montana was on his way to have probably one of his best games of his career. And he went down with an injury, and then Jay Smith saddled with four fouls. I think he said he played 15 minutes with four fouls.
Well, oh, you're right, for sure.
It, which really took him out of, you know, what he does offensively and defensively. So, you know, Bath County, they've got some wins in them.
Yeah.
When they're going to get them and who they're going to get them from.
Well, and, you know, we'll talk about that as this night continues. But, you know, winning games throughout the regular season has an importance. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to compete in this district, in the district tournament. And that's when you want to be able to get that quality win. Bath County was a team that hovered around 500 for the most part of last year, but ended up getting that win over Round County in the district tournament. And they lost to Fleming in the championship, but that punched our ticket to the region. And I think that's a very fair goal for this team this year, is to be able to get that win in the district tournament and be able to move on. So it's Bath County, it's Fleming County on the road. This is a big district matchup. It's the first between these two teams. There will be two this year. We're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat pregame show here on WKCA.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Pell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back to Fleming County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Bath County set to take on the Panthers here in about 6 minutes, Todd. This gives us an opportunity to go through some of our Ira Kilburn opening arguments, brought to you by Ira Kilburn Attorney in Salt Lick. What does the Cats need to do to win this basketball game?
Well, it's much like what the girls last night, some of the arguments that we had for them. Handle the environment. This is a tough place to come in and play. I asked Davey. I said, Davey, you played here. I said, you've coached here. Why is this such a tough gym to shoot in? He said, well, he said, they took out the stage, so at least you don't have that curtain anymore. But, you know, one end you're shooting and you've kind of got the space behind the basket. On the other end, you don't. So when you change halves, even though after you've kind of made the adjustment, you have to readjust once again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that makes it tough. So you have to handle the environment. The crowd here, they're going to be loud. They're going to be obnoxious. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in your face. So you've got to be able to handle not just the court, but off the court too, and to kind of block that out. And Bath County has to stay out of foul trouble. You know, you can't have Jay Smith saddled with four fouls. You can't have Taylor Tarrell foul out of this game in the third quarter like we saw against East Carter. We've got to have those two, and mainly our starting five, be able to play all four quarters.
Well, and I just to add to that, you're exactly right. All good points. We've got to limit turnovers. And last year, if you recall, they gave Bath County fits, especially over here in the half court with that trap. And, you know, this is a team that can pressure in the full court, but it's kind of like they would lay back off of you. And this was a game where Zach Otis was injured, if you recall. And the road, we defeated Fleming County 90-89 in the opener. But then the second game, Fleming County won here on the road. And then Fleming County obviously knocking Bath County out of the championship in the district. So, you know, there's so much familiarity, especially with the Bath County team and coaching staff with the Fleming County Five, because they've been here for so long. You know, there's some deviations on the Bath County side that weren't here a year ago. So that's going to be something that it'll be a little bit from a scouting perspective different. But, you know, Coach Biggs, he's going to do his thing. He's going to win with defense. That's what he does. They run a crisp offense. They limit turnovers. They do not turn the basketball over when they're playing well. And they're a team, like you mentioned, you described them really well. They're good from the inside, the outside. They're willing passers, and they're able jump shooters. And that really makes for a good recipe for a basketball team. This is the kind of team that can win at Morehead State, and I'm surprised they didn't advance farther than they did last year, because they shoot it well, they run the floor well, and they're good on that big floor. They just ran into a good opponent and got beat out early, but they're looking very good at 5-0 to make a run in a regional tournament this year. Even though it's early, we kind of see those signs from them.
Absolutely. And just watching them warm up out there, watching, you know, how they go through the motions, so to speak, you can tell they're a well-oiled machine, and they know what the other one's going to be doing and where they're going to be at all times. And that's really, really good to see, especially at this level of high school.
And we look at their teams that they play. They defeated Nicholas on the road, Greenup, Pendleton. They defeated Menifee County 82-60, and they also have a win over Scott High 76-70 in the Mike Murphy Classic at Mason County. So they're that perfect 5-0. Bath County with these five losses, the Wildcats have fallen to Estill, East Carter, Raceland, Fairview, and West Carter. Bath County has another district game on Friday night, traveling to Frenchburg. Then the Wildcats play next Monday at Bracken County, then followed by a trip to Pikeville. So, Todd, it's road cooking here for the Wildcats. We had some games at home early, but it's this road grind. And, you know, with the consolation games being on the road to EKC, this team really has to be road warriors. And it takes its toll on you after a while. If you're not healthy physically, and if you're wavering a little bit mentally from losing football games, it can be a really tough stretch. A win here tonight, I'm telling you, would be the tonic to cure it all. So we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be a tall, tall order, because Fleming County comes in as a double-digit favorite in this ballgame, to say the least.
Absolutely. That's your Howard Gilbert, attorney at law out in Salt Lake. Opening arguments. Remember, stick around tonight's postgame, as we will have your R. O'Connell Offensive Player of the Game, your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, and your Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. As getting closer and closer to tip-off in this one, Bath County made their way back out onto the court, warming up to our left. Fleming County just now coming out of the locker room. And, you know, the student section, they're standing down on the floor. It's they've been out there. The cheerleaders from Bath County came out, was warming up, was lined up on the baseline. I mean, it is not a friendly confines to come into Fleming County as an opponent, especially as Bath County being the opponent. No love lost between these two teams.
Well, and Bath County's done their part over the years to make this an unfriendly rivalry as well. And, you know, the poster palooza last year, and, you know, all the signs in the crowd and all that was last year. And then, you know, you come to Fleming County, and then it was sort of reciprocated. Yeah, it was just back and forth. So I understand why the student sections are out in full effect, and it's something you got to play through. But you were talking about, why is it so tough to play here? And I play here. The biggest problem is they're good, and they're usually good. And, you know, Fleming County, I had a chance to play against that 98 team in the state tournament. They were legit in that 10th region. And, you know, they just continued that excellence. And you go through, you know, the Troy Stewart days, and then you got Burns a guard, and then you just go through. And even now, to Hargett and Jolly and Hickerson, you know, these guys are sort of carrying on that legacy that was laid out there before. Again, the Argo kid could play. You know, I'm thinking of kids averaging 20-plus points a game that were good enough to play at the next level, that were dominant players in our region. You know, they're good always. They have a good crowd always. Their goals are hard to shoot on. And when you get over here, you're about half car sick, and you may not be ready to play in that first quarter. And I think a combination of that makes you sluggish. But I also go back and think of the good performances that Bath County's had in this gym against better Fleming County teams, and have knocked them off, both boys and girls. So anything's possible. You get in district play, anything can happen. But it is a little bit concerning that this team beat Menifee with 22 points, that tells you how good they are.
And Menifee's no slouch of a team this year. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling in five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower. A PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class crab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. Also, all of our other sponsors here throughout the broadcast. Like I said last night, if you get the opportunity and you see any of these sponsors and you're able to get a service or get a product that you need, go in and support them. Let them know that you're listening on the radio and that you appreciate them doing that, because without them, we're not here. Absolutely, as this gives us an opportunity to head back to the studio for a quick word from some sponsors. You're listening to the pregame show, Bath County Basketball, WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Welcome back to Fleming County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. More and more people are beginning to stream WKCARadio.com. I know a lot of you are picking us up from far away, and we appreciate that for sure. Here on your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Lady Cats fell last night in a game here in the Den. The boys are looking, you know, to compete here tonight because, Todd, we know both sides of this ledger, boys and girls, super, super competitive. Any of those four teams could win on a given night, and any of those teams could win the district just based on these seeds.
Absolutely. And kind of like on the girls' side, this boys' side, you know, you're always looking at, you know, the 4-1 matchup. I don't know that it makes a difference because these teams can compete against each other on any given night. You would rather be the one taking the four, but the four in this district is no slouch.
Well, and you know, right now, Round County's 4-2, Fleming County's 5-0. Round County's rolling. They played a hard schedule and they're super efficient. And so is Fleming County, and as we talked about, Bath and Menifee County competitive as well. So it's a very competitive boys side of the 61st district, and the girls. And it may be a coin toss between those teams because they're all just about alike and they're all very good.
Starting lives look like this. Bath County's going with Sorrell, McCarty, Braden Roussis, Jace Smith, and Alan Bowling for Fleming County, going with their starting five and the same starting five I think we've seen for the last 3 years. Jolly, Hickerson, Hargett, Fry, and Roberts.
Todd, one of the big wild cards in this game is Isaac Fry in the post. He's not a big kid, but he had two double-digit rebounding performances against Bath County last year turned out to be a big difference in the ball game. The ball's in the air, and it's controlled by the home team, the Fleming County Panthers. Are wearing their home whites. Bath County, the traveling Reds with the Wildcat on the front. Out top of the basket, ball's Kane Roberts. He doesn't do a lot of shooting, but he's a good passer and a good defender. Jolly gets it to the baseline, and he puts up a shot.
And they traveled with it.
He traveled with it. Pretty good defense there by Alan Bowling, who's drawn the start here for the Cats. Bath County just trying to find that five, especially with Brashear going out. It's really enabled some of these other guys to get a chance to start, and Bowling taking advantage of it. McCarty on the right side, top of the key to Sarles. He breaks the pressure. We're 30 seconds in this basketball game. Passes left wing to Smith, fakes the three. Now back to Taylor, and he gets the zone. Sarles gives a bounce pass back over to Smith. Back kind of sets up the offense. Not a lot of movement, not a lot of cutting. They get it into Roussis. Skip pass over to McCarty on the right wing. Back to Eli, fakes a three. Now back out to Taylor. He shoots a three, top of the key. Good. 3-0 Wildcats. Yes, here is Kane in transition. A nice job of stepping in the passing lane. Massaro, he's guarding Hickerson, and that's going to be a good matchup.
I think Sarles supposed to been limited in his minutes due to some back issues.
Yeah.
But he's a tough kid, toughs through it.
Yeah, he's battling out there, and he's got the assignment of Hickerson. Bath County's in a little diamond defense here. Roussis is on the backside with Bowling, and they're chasing guards, and that's what we did last year. Really doesn't surprise me that Coach Perry's going with it as well. Fry passes over to Kane. They move it around the perimeter. Kane Roberts gives it up to a jump shooter back to him. No good. Rebound the play. Hargett lays it in. Actually, the rebound came down to Fry. Bath County's Bowling deflected out of his hands. Just Fleming County all over the glass. They cut the lead to 3-2. And here's a steal. Hargett steps in the passing lane. Picks off Smith's pass. Over to the corner. Three-point shot. Hickerson's up. No good. Rebound the play by Roberts. Bounce pass down low to Fry. And he is fouled hard on his way up. And Eli McCarty left his feet and fouled him hard.
I mean, if you're going to foul, I mean, you might as well get your money's worth. There's nothing worse than a little ticky-tack, you know, 70 feet from the basket.
There's a nice little pass there from Roberts to Fry on the post. He misses the first free throw. He will get a second. We mentioned Isaac Fry averages 12 points, 10 rebounds. Segues up, missed it badly, a lane violation on him. As he ran after it, as he knew he missed it. And that's a turnover to Bath County. So 3-2 is our score, 6:08 to go here in the first. Wildcats leading in Flemingsburg. Saw in the backcourt, gives it up to Smith. Jace has it deflected out of his hands, out of bounds in front of the Bath County bench. Fleming County coming with some three-quarter court pressure. As McCarty gets it on the right side, back to Sorrell. Keeping his dribble alive. Turns it over for a moment. Ball hits the deck. Pulled out of a Jolly. As he gets it over to Roberts. Three-point shot. Hargett in the corner. No good. Rebound Fry. Puts it back up. No good. Braden Roos has had it for a second. Fry comes out with it. He's just so strong in there. Jolly. Spinner in the paint. Pass over to the wing. Three-point shot. Hickerson. No good. Man, they're getting the looks. That came with a two-on-two. Smith transition. Lays it up. No good. It rimmed out on him. Rebound of play by Hargett. Back the other way. Hickerson down low to Fry. Kicks it out to Roberts. Fakes the three. Looks to take his guy off the bounce. Nice job of Smith stepping in the passing lane, getting a steal. Saw him. Bath County back the other way. Moving right to left. Palin thought about a three, top of the key. Gets it into Roos at the free throw line. He gives a bounce pass over to Jace. Over on the left side of the floor, he's double teamed. Now to Saul. Three, top of the key. Got it.
All six of Bath County's points by way of the three and by way of Sarles' hands.
And that's good offense. Finally, open player. Jolly looking to push it in transition. Takes it inside. Gives it to Fry. Shots up no good. Bowling comes out with it. It's really getting physical. Bath County do a good job of being strong with it. As Fry is arguing, wanting a call, he's not going to get it. So Bath County up by four. Here's a pass right side over to Smith. Out to Sarles. Now Roos' free throw. I'm trying to shoot that, Brady. 15-footer's on its way. Braden missed it badly.
He said, okay, coach.
He should have shot it right away. He sort of waited on it, and the urge was gone. Jump shot top of the key from Roberts. No good. Rebound is up off the backboard, pulled down by Braden Reese's. And we got a foul on Bowling, I think.
Fry had a hold of Bowling's hand as he was falling down.
Fry kind of fell down there. And two big guys going at it. So that's Bath County's second team foul. Fleming County's yet to commit one. So triggering in will be Hickerson into Austin James, the senior. Puts down a few dribbles. Now finds Fry down low. He's wide open. That's going to kind of let him go back door, and a good find by James. 6-4. Wildcats still lead it. Over to Sorrell. That can't do a good job breaking the pressure. McCarty in the front court, 3:58 to go. Into Roosters, over to Smith, 3-point shot, flings, in and out, no good. Ball hits the deck, rebound by Hickerson. He looks to push it in transition. Gets it up to James, corner three, left wing, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Back can't test it last with Bowling. Wildcats will remain on defense with 3:44 to go.
You know, getting back to Bowling, pulling that rebound a minute ago, he pulled it one-handed. When I said strong, he ripped away from Fry.
There's a three-point shot that's no good by Cropper, who's in the game. Rebound Fry back up and in. You can tell that's so much of what they want to do. Fry gets the board. He goes back up strongly with it. He's tied this game at 6.
Fry with 4 points, all of them coming on the inside.
Roosters puts up a shot, no good, and saves it back in as it was deflected out of bounds. And there's an offensive foul on Fry. As he reaches, anytime you reach out with that arm, they're going to call it. Oh, they're going to call it on Jace. That is not going to go over well at all.
Fry was the one that took his hand and smacked it.
Wow. And I think it's on out there now because Fry was extending his arm. Here's Cropper down low to Fry. Jumping from 15 is good. And you can see the frustration on the backhand players' faces. You got to be able to regroup as there's a turnover. Target back the other way. Three is on its way. Got it. As Coach Perry needs a timeout. It's a 30 that we'll keep here. But, Todd, momentum is an evil, evil thing when it's working against you. And right now it's been all Fleming County. They got a call. They took full advantage of it. It gets called. It could have went either way. I know Smith and Fry were jockeying the position. Maybe make it a no call if both of them are pushing. You're calling on both of them. But nonetheless, you didn't get the call. Fleming County comes down and scores. And then Fleming County comes down, gets a steal, and a score again. So it's a 5-0 swing after it being a 6-6 ball game. Now it's 11-6, and momentum has swung. And then you've got the Fleming County crowd that has taken over the basketball game at that point. So a much-needed timeout for Coach Perry. We'll see how Bath County responds out of it.
Well, Bath County right now just being out physical.
Yep.
And a lot of that is just Fry just being physical in the post. And Bath County's going to have to strengthen up.
And Smith has a basketball in the backcourt. Now to Sorrell. Getting close to a 10. They've got to get it across. Sorrell just in front of the whistle. Over to Cardi. Three left side for Eli. In and out, no good. Rebound by Cropper as he gets it into the front court, being picked up man-to-man by McCarty. Jolly nice through the lane, misses the shot. Rebound in there by Bowling. They finally got Fry blocked off the glass. So Wildcats trailing by 5, 2:24 to go here in the first from Flemingsburg.
It wouldn't have surprised me if Coach Perry didn't just pick somebody in there and say, I don't care where you're out on the floor, your butt better be on Fry every time that ball goes up.
As Hickerson gets the steal, took it away from Smith, takes it coast-to-coast, lays it in. He doesn't score 21 a game by accident. And here's a steal. They take it away from Jace midcourt. Jolly has it blocked out of bounds by Smith. And Eli Bradley comes in replacing Eli McCarty. Good defensive play there. Recovering for Smith after he turned it over. He gets a blocked shot.
You know, Smith, having one personal,
he was risky.
Yeah.
Here's a pass in to Cropper. Puts down a few dribbles, now to Fry. Free throw shot, 15 feet, in and out, back in.
As rough as he looked at the charity stripe, that one from behind the charity stripe looked good.
Soft shooter's roll. So 15-6, 1:45 to go here in the first period. Sorrell dribbles up for Bath County, gives it to McCarty. Actually, it was Bradley.
Oh,
as Roos has missed a wide open bowling down low. And you go over to Bradley. Good job there defensively by Cropper, just getting up in his face, sliding his feet, keeping his hands moving. Bradley on the right wing. Tom the key to Roos's. Into Smith, over to Bradley, thought about the three. Into Bowling, cutting Smith. And there's a defensive foul. That's a block.
True.
And that's one that probably could have went the other way. Could have been an offensive foul on Smith. Pride isn't like that one.
Only first foul on Fleming County. As physical as they've been. Already three on Bath County.
Living right, man. Inbound to Teresa's. Kicks it out to Smith. Shots up from 10. Bouncing no good.
Ball goes out of the glass.
Yep. Ball goes out of bounds.
I'll tell Jace, should have used glass.
Jolly gets it on the inbound, 108 to go here in the first. Bath County trailing 15-6 to Fleming. Right side is Fry with it. Here's a pass back door to Hargett. Too easy. Went right past two Bath County defenders for an easy deuce. Smith in the backcourt to Bradley. Eli needs some help, goes back to Jace with it, back to Eli, back to Jace. Let's break some pressure, and they turn it over. Coming up with the basketball is Hickerson. Gives it over to Jolly. Corner, three, Hargett. Sure.
Three for Adam Hargett.
20-6 with 33 seconds to go here in this first period of play. Smith gets it back to Bradley. Bradley has it stolen out top by Cropper. Two on one for Fleming County. Cropper loses the handle, gets it back, goes up for the shot, bouncing no good. Deflection out to Jolly. His three is up and good. 23-6. 7 seconds to go in this quarter, and here is a foul as Cropper reaches in at the 4-second mark.
Foul on Preston Cropper as his first team second.
Fouls reset after the quarter. Fifth team foul and a quarter put you at the line.
Sorrell shoots a shot top of the key that is short from three, and that's the end of the first quarter. Bath County struggling. Fleming County on a 17-0 run. 23-6 after a quarter of play. We'll be back after these words. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Welcome back as we start the second quarter play from Fleming County High School. Correction, I was wrong. It's a 21-0 Fleming County run. It was 6-2 Bath. It's 23-6 Fleming. And Todd, they've done it from all angles, inside, outside, offense, defense, special teams. They've scored them all every way.
I think they kicked a field goal there once.
Went for two. Here's a steal. Jolly has it. Takes it coast-to-coast, lays it in. 23. Took it away from Sorrell. As Bath County's Bradley has in the backcourt, 17 seconds into this second quarter of play. Bradley takes it all inside, layup's no good. Ball hits the deck, Fry comes out with it. Jolly coast to coast, nobody picks him up, now he kicks out to James, fakes the three. Tie the key Cropper, his three is no good, goes over the backboard into the Bath County cheerleaders. It'll be a turnover to the Wildcats.
Sorrow for Bath County has 6 points. Bath County has six. 10 for Hargett, 8 for Fry, 3 for Jolly, 2 for Hickerson, all in that first quarter.
Yeah, just the turnovers really came in abundance there for Bath County, and Fleming County turning defense into offense as they normally do. Smith has it on the wing out top to Sorrell. This zone is really giving Bath County fits. Jace fakes the three back to Roussis. Has it at the elbow, and he's bumped.
That's not proper. That's his second.
As on Preston Crawford, as his second, team's first.
So the Wildcats will have the ball under our own basket. 7:03 to go in the second, trailing 25-6. Looking to get it in is Sorrell. Talen does so to Roussis. Braden on the baseline with it, picked up by Jolly. Out to Eli McCarty. His three, top of the key, is good. So Bath County with three threes to account for their 9 points. That's the good news. Bad news is we trail 25-9. As Roussis steps in, gets a steal in the passing lane on a Jolly pass. Hands it to Sorrell. Bath County back the other way in some transition. Jay Smith fakes the three. Gets it in to Roussis. Over to Smith. Keeping his dribble alive, needing some help. Now back to Braden. Corner three. Eli is up. In and out, no good. Ball hits the deck. Rebounded by Fleming County. Pushing it the other way is James. Three. Corner. No good. Rebounded play by Bowling. He gets it at the hands of Sorrell. He walks it up at 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. 25-9, and he has it taken away. Breakaway layup for James. Blocked by Smith. There's Jace's second personal. And the one thing that has plagued Jace all year, foul trouble. Bath County senior forward, leading scorer, now has two. Good block up top. I think he got him with the old leg whip. Free throw number one is in and out, no good for James. As he will get a second, he was in the act of shooting. Shot number two is good. So 26-9 is. Bath County stays with the same five. Roussis in the middle of the floor. Bath County trying to break this three-quarter court pressure where they're trapping on the corners. And Bath County seems to be drilling right into those traps. And it's coming down the floor with it. Bowling gets on a pass from Sorrell. Bowling missed the first shot, gets another one up. No good. He had a couple good looks at it. Fleming County rebounding and pushing hard at coast to coast. That is too easy. Nobody cut him off. Nobody cut him off. You know, you're not getting perimeter help, but then you're not getting secondary defensive help, too. It's a problem. Smith shots up from 15, bouncing no good. Rebound the play by Jolly. As he looks to push it, takes it down low, wide open. Shot's no good by Roberts. Ball hits the deck, pulled out there by Bowling strongly. And they're going to call it on Fleming County on the foul.
Hickerson.
So Hickerson gets that one. That's his first. So 29-8. Bath County back on the offense. Sorrell dribbles across the midcourt strike. Gives it up to Jay Smith, right wing. Down low to Bowling. Ball goes out of bounds. It was touched last by Fry. He's a high motor player. Bath County triggers it in front of the student section. As they get it into Roussis. Out top to Sorrell. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Bath County just trying to find shots. At this point, Fleming County is just contesting every pass. Jace has a shot blocked, rebound by Bowling. Back to Smith. His shot's taken. No good. He'll go to the free throw line for two. So Roberts whistled with the personal. As we talked about in the pregame, Jace scored 16 a contest, actually 17.
First point of the night.
And so does Talen Sorrell. So these two guys are leading the team in that category. Talen's made a couple threes. Jace's second free throw is no good. As Fry saves it back
out of bounds. Her right foot was down when he hit it the second time, but
Fry three, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound the play by Jolly, and the foul is on him, as they're saying he got the arm of Roussis. Jolly just can't believe it.
Lucas Jolly, that's his first
So Chase Robinson comes into the game for the first time replacing Roussas. Chase, a very good shooter, but can he need some offensive help at this point? McCarty has the basketball back into the hands of Saul. Taylor crosses midcourt stripe at the 4.5 mark here in this first half. That kind of got off to a good start in the first, but then the second's been kind of rough. And Robinson nearly double dribbled with it, gives a bounce pass to Sorrell, running one-hander is up and no good. Nearly got the roll. Jolly comes down with it. He steps out of bounds.
Didn't have enough real estate down there. They're doing an excellent job. Three of them had Bath County walked out.
Sorrell needs to get it in quickly. Just in front of the five, gets into Bowling. Back to Taylor. Corner three's up. In and out, no good. Pretty good look at it. Went in and popped out. So Bath County still trailing by 18. As here's a foul on Bath County out on the floor. Jolly is bumped on his way to basket.
They won't whistle that one on Bowling, his second. So Smith and Bowling both with two.
Bowling giving his team some really good minutes. So it looks like Brown's in the game for Bath County.
Brown can do for you.
We'll see.
Brown was having some heated exchange with the Fleming County.
Basket by Brown.
Well, nobody.
Student section before tonight's contest.
Well, nobody picked up Brown on the inbound. That's an easy two. That's Bath County trailing 30-10. Brown gets it over to Eli McCarty. Three on the right wing is no good. Rebound Jolly. As the lefty dribbles across the midcourt stripe. Down to the corner to Hargett. Skip pass top of the key to Jolly again. He looks down low to Fry. Comes up with the basketball picked up by McCarty. Now to Jolly. Fakes the three.
Something that Jolly's worked on. He hasn't been known as a shooter on the outside, but I was watching him warm up.
Yep.
You can definitely tell he's really worked on his outside shooting.
Yep. As Brown picks up Jolly out here in the man-to-man. Jump shot Fry from 17, no good. Nobody blocks out a guy in the corner. Roberts catches, gives to Fry, lays it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, no good. Ball hits the deck, goes out of bounds. Touch last by Bath County. Multiple opportunities for Fleming County here on the offensive glass. As Jolly gets the ball into Hickerson. Back to him, now back to Jolly. 2:53 to go here in the first half. 30-10. Wildcats trailing the Panthers here on the road. Passes into Jolly. That team just can't get their hands on these loose balls. Into Fry, shots taken, blocked by Brown. Nice job in there by the big fella. Back the other way comes Eli McCarty. Now to Smith. Jason's down low, Robinson. Jumper from 15 is good, and that's what he can do. Catch the ball, good shooter, good hands, 30-12. Target three, top of the key, in and out, no good. As Brown hits the deck, they're saying he was pushed by Fry. Pretty good acting job there by Brown. So two on Fry.
That puts Luke Brown at the line. 15th foul.
So Luke's going to shoot a pair. And Tom, if you recall last year, he played about half a year. But Luke was very, very good at times. And, you know, he really helped the team in the four spot and the five spot. So it's good to see him back out there being a contributor. The first free throw is good.
Second foul on Fry.
He sort of plays that Dennis Rodman game. Which is very effective, and there's a place for it, sure.
It's both free throws.
Second was good, 30-14, so a good trip there by the Cats. And by Dennis Rodman game, I mean he'll rebound, he'll defend, he'll fight, whatever he's got to do to get a basketball. And that's what he's done these last couple possessions. He's been fighting in the post. There's a three-point shot by Austin James. It's no good. They get another offensive board. The rebounds are getting out of hand. Rebound, Brown down low. Nice job by the big fella. Back the other way is the Wildcats. Smith has it midcourt. Picks up his dribble, gives to Brown. Throws away. He tried a chest pass. He should have just went up for the shot. He's about 10 feet away from the hoop. had a path. As here's a three by Jolly. It's good. So three more for Lucas Jolly makes it 33-14. Bath County working hard, but just not having a lot of success to show for it. Smith gives it up to Saul. 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. 33-14. Bath County kicks it up over to Smith. Three-point shot right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound Brown. Goes back up with it strongly. No good. Ball hits the deck. Don't want to foul here if you're Jays, and he does. He gets his hands out of the way. Jolly coast to coast, over to James, out to Hargett. Three is up. Three is no good. Rebound to play by Robinson. Chase gives it up to Sorrell. 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Picks that out top by Brown. Now to Smith in the paint, running one-handers up. No good. Jace can't get one to fall. 49 seconds now to go in this first half. Ball's up the floor to Hargett. Now Hickerson back to Hargett. Three's up. No good. Rebound by Robinson. Robinson and Brown are getting back there some really good minutes here. Saul has it top of the key, over to Smith. Back to Saul. Three-point shot, Taylor. Top of the key, no good. Rebound to play by Hargett. Into the hands of Jolly. 24 seconds, plenty of time for Fleming to call a play here. Coach Biggs is calling for a final shot. It's 16 seconds.
I don't think Bath County Smith on that last exchange realized McCarty was open in the corner. When he got it back to Sorrell, and he took the deep three.
Well, that's what happens. You get down big in the ball game, you start looking for a shot. Anyway, as Roberts, three in the corner. No good, and nobody rebounds. They let Hickerson get it. He puts it back up the buzzer. No good. That was a wide-open look. That kind of gave up on the play. And hopefully we can forget this first half ever happened if you're a Bath County fan. 33-14 at the break. Wildcats trail by 19 to Fleming County. We mentioned the pregame. Fleming County's 5-0. Bath County's 0-5. It was going to take a great performance for Bath County to win this one. So far, it has been all Panthers. We're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball on WKCA.
Craftsman, Steel, Benjamin Moore, Yeti, Milwaukee, Weber, Filtreat. Just a few of the product names you know and trust. And you can find them all in one place, your Bath County Ace Hardware Store, located on Water Street in Owensville. Ace is pleased to bring you the Bath County Wildcat Sports this season, and they wish the student-athletes good luck this year. And remember, your Bath County Ace Hardware Store is located on Water Street in Owensville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Welcome back as we reach halftime here at Fleming County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Good crowd has made its way out for boys' night here on the Ed Fleming County circuit. As last night the girls fell to Fleming County in a pretty close ball game. And tonight the boys got off to a pretty good start in the early going. But it was just all Fleming County as they went on like a 23-0 run. As Todd will be able to talk about that momentarily. But it was all Fleming County from midway through that first quarter on. And then the second quarter was just kind of a turnover fest. And I mean, it was turnover after turnover. And the points off turnovers would be sickening. the offensive rebounds will be worse. And I can just tell you right now, without looking at stats, those are going to be the ones that will make you sick as a Bath County fan. And we just got to hope to get it corrected.
I'm just going to say two numbers here, and I want you to just guess what it is. 43-23. The amount of shots that Fleming County put up versus the amount of shots that Bath County put up.
How many offensive rebounds does Fleming County have?
Let's see. Offensive rebounds, 15.
How many does Bath County have?
4.
That's the difference. And then you look, and all these putbacks, points off turnovers, are, I'm sure they're a big difference too. Let's see. Fleming County in that first half of play, they were 14-43 from the floor for 32.6%.
4-8 behind the arc, 22.2, and 1-3 from charity stripe for 33.3%. Bath County on the other side of things, 4-23 from the floor, 17.4%. 3-10 behind the arc, very respectable, 30%. And 75% from charity stripe made 3-4. Fleming County, they were led in scoring. I've got 12 points for Hargett, 10 points for Fry, 8 points for Lucas Jolly, 2 points for Seth Dickerson, and 1 point for Austin James. That gives them a total of 33. Bath County was led in scoring, 6 points for Taylor Sorrell, 3 points for Eli McCarty, also 3 points for Jay Smith, and 2 points for Robinson there in that first half of play. As far as rebounding goes, Fleming County out-rebounded Bath County 30-15. As I just said, 15-4 offensive, 15-11 defensive in favor of Fleming County. Bath County turned the ball over 10 times, Fleming County only 4. Bath County does have 2 blocked shots to Fleming County's 1. Steals. Bath County came up with 4. 2 of those coming from, they got credited here to Braden Roussas. And then 2 of them to the team. And then on Fleming County side of things, 4 steals for Jolly, 2 steals for Hargett, 2 steals for Austin James, 1 for Seth Hickerson, 1 for Isaac Fry, for a total of 10. When you look at the points off turnovers, 16-6 in favor of Fleming County. Second chance points, 11-1 in favor of Fleming County. And that's, you know, kind of rounds it out. Bath County, respectful second quarter, only lost the quarter by 2. It was 10-8 for Fleming County. Was able to get 2 more points, but it's a big first quarter. 23-6 first quarter. Really put Bath County behind the 8 ball, so to speak, to start things off.
Well, and I thought the difference in the first half was Fleming County's comfort level in pushing it and starting transition offense, being comfortable once they got into the offense, when they missed the shot in transition, having people there to clean up the glass. And so many times, you know, you'd see Jolly streak down here and either make a mistake with a bad pass or take a bad angle to the basket and not get a shot or miss a shot, either of the 3. And Fleming County's got somebody right there to do something positive, either with a rebound, they're picking up a bad pass, or they're receiving a pass and scoring. So, you know, it's like they have all these options. It seemed like 3-on-2 was the story of that first half. Fleming County always had 3, and we always had 2 back on defense to try to stop them, and you can't win like that. And I'm sure that's what Coach Perry and his coaching staff are discussing in the locker room, and now they're back out on the floor. But it was, you know, it was too easy. And when you've got 2 perimeter players that can play for anybody with Hickerson and Hargett, I mean, they really are. They can play for anybody. And Jolly's a point guard that many teams would love to have as well. And then Fry has just got 3 reign in there. He did pick up 2 personal fouls. And you got to credit Bowling and Roussas and Brown and everybody else we threw in there at him for getting him in a little bit of foul trouble, because he was just having his way for a while. And finally we figured out we got to get mad and be physical with him. That's the only way we can slow him up. And that's, you got 4 difference makers on a starting 5. And Roberts is a 6'5 junior. He's the 5th. And those are the guys that are out there. So back then they got their hands full. And we'll see how it works out in the second half.
When you look at the fouls in the first half of play, Fleming County only has 1 player with 2. That's Fry. And Bath County's got 2, as Smith and Bowling are the 2 with 2. They're making an announcement about the Fleming County girls game. I didn't know what they were talking about. If you lost your AirPods, see them.
Nice.
I didn't lose mine. I don't have any. I didn't lose them either. As we have reached halftime, it's just about over. We're going back to the studio for a minute. 33-14 is our halftime score. We'll be back with second half action right after these words.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Bath County can not get in foul trouble. They got to handle the environment and limit turnovers. Not looking so good with your Ira Kilburn opening arguments here at the half as we checked in with the jury. But, you know, there's the second half, and there's a lot of basketball left to be played. You know, they don't have to get it all back in one shot, but they really got to chip it away here in this third quarter to have a chance coming into the fourth. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster Compactor Tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. As Bath County looks like they're going to go back to the original starting five. Two of note is Bowling and Smith, both of those with two personals. Fleming County going to return with their original starters as well. Fry also on the floor with two personals. Very physical on the inside. Bowling showing why he's out there. You know, he's got that football mentality, and that's what Coach Adams said. I need that kid to play like he's playing football. It's carrying us through the second half. It's Patrick Armitage.
Thanks, Todd. Bath County will be moving from left to right when we get it. Fleming County's got it starting off. And here's a three-point shot that's no good by Hickerson. Ball hits the deck, and we've got a Fleming County foul.
I believe that's Jolly.
That's Jolly. I believe that's his second. And that's his second foul that's sort of in that same fashion. This team doesn't really have a post presence. You know, Fry's more of a four, and he plays out on the floor. He's physical. But he's not going to back you to the basket and shoot it over you. He's not going to block shots and be that type of, you know, window cleaner. Here's a pass down low to Bowling. Wide open. Misses the easiest shot of his life. I think he didn't realize how open he was. He turned around and just missed it. Back the other way is Fleming County. Hargett, three, left wings up, and no good. It's as open of a three as he'll ever get. Rebound to play by Sorrow, Bath County. Taylor in traffic, stops, pops, 15, no good. Rebound to play by Jolly. Lucas back the other way for Fleming County. Passes down low to Hickerson. He goes out of bounds. They're saying it's touched last by a cat. Panthers will take it over under their own hoop. 7:07 to go. 33-14, third quarter. Hickerson gets it on the left wing. Tied the key to Roberts. He moves it right side to Jolly. Picked up in the zone by Sorrell. Bath County with the 2-3. You've got Sorrell out top with Cardi. You've got Smith, Bowling, and Braden Roosus on the backside. Here's a pass left wing. Three-point shot is good by Hargett. He averages 17 points a game. That's his 12th three of the season. It's another day at the office for that fella.
Fleming used two players, picked off two Bath County players to get Hargett that wide open shot.
Pass down low to Bowling. Good look from Roosus. It goes in and out. That's two misses for Bowling to start this third quarter. 36-14 is our score.
And that one, Bowling looked like he was waiting to see, hey, is somebody going to go up with me? Instead of just taking it, going up strong and anticipating the contact, it's almost like he waited to get somebody to give him contact.
And, you know, Jolly's just he was a pass-first point guard for years, and now he's a senior and he's more experienced. And, he's getting an opportunity to – actually, he's a junior, but he's been starting for several years. And, you know, now he's becoming more of a shooting point guard and a scoring point guard from the perimeter. But his bread and butter is still taken to the hoop and finding open players. makes the first one, misses the second one. Smith saves it in. 36-14 is our score. 6:17 to go in the third. Saul puts down a few dribbles. Gives it up left side to Robinson, who played well in that first half. Now to Jace, and he's stolen away. Jolly steps in, got a two-on-one. Lob to the rim, laying it up and in. It is Adam Hargett for two. Saul has it in the backcourt, gets around two defenders. Saul passes down low to Roussis, shots up and good. Good look by Taylor, way to be ready for Braden to put it in. 38-16, 5:46 to go here in the third. Jolly crosses the midcourt stripe. They're just continuing to push the pace. Step on the gas pedal, Fleming County. Jolly has on the wing into the paint. Shot's taken and one. As he will get a chance for a three-point play and a third foul on Smith.
Foul on Jake Smith. It's third. Team second.
So Cropper comes in replacing Roberts.
One shot.
Jolly will shoot one. 40-16 is our score. 5:35 to go in the third. Make it 41-16 Fleming. Stalen Sorrell has it in the backcourt. Gives it to Smith. Skip pass across the defense to McCarty. He goes back to Robinson. Now to Sorrell. And Stalen sets up the offense here. 5:35 to go in the third. Clock's not moving, Todd. As here's a pass to the post. Deflected out there. Fleming came with a score. Coast to coast for two. As Bath County calls a full timeout, as there's three possessions with no clock running there. So Bath County's called a full, and we're going to take one as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
.35 still left to go on the clock, Packer. Yeah, we've been there a while. I'm not sure exactly. Usually somebody figures out, but nobody did figure it out. Now we're getting it going. But there were three possessions. Fleming County had two and Bath County had one while the clock was at 5:35. As Fleming County gets a steal, they take it away from Robinson on the sideline. Jolly has it over on the right wing of the floor. He gives it up to Cropper. Now down low to Fry. Fry's been quiet in this third quarter. Jolly has not been quiet. Little teardrop shot's no good, goes out of bounds. Touched last by Fry. And Bath County will take it over at the 5:09 mark. As Luke Brown comes back in the game, and he's earned his playing time, Todd. Kind of curious to see how he plays after a really good first half.
Brown came in limited time in that second quarter. 2 points, two rebounds, and a block.
And really looked the part. And played with energy. You know, that's what you got to have. As they get it over to McCarty. Brown's got to be looking for the basketball. There's a three-point shot by McCarty. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's off a Fleming County Panthers head.
Jolly getting his head into the game.
Yeah. So Bath County's going to get it under own hoop. 4:47 to go in the third. 43-16. If you're just joining us, it has been all Fleming County. Ball's inbound to Smith. Chase the shots off the window and good. Maybe that'll break some ice for him. 4:40 to go here in the third. Now top of the basketball's Hargett. Move it to Hickerson. Now to Jolly to Fry. Back to Jolly. Fakes the three. Skip pass across the defense to Hargett. Now to Hickerson. Bath County back in the zone. Doing a pretty good job on their assignments. They let Jolly shoot a three. No good. He missed that one badly. Rebound on the play by Smith. Jace gets up the floor to Eli McCarty. Back to Jace. Back to Eli. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. Probably should have. Now Roos's top of the key. Now Taylen Sorrell. He takes it off the bounce. Inside to Smith. Nice job of using his body. Misses a shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It was touched last by Fleming. Bath will trigger. 3:52 to go underneath of our own basket. Sorrell to trigger. Looking, finding McCarty. Smith has on the right wing. Now to Roosis. Brayden does a good job, gets around his guy, misses the shot, gets his own board, goes up strong over Fry for two, no good. He had two good looks. And they called a jump ball. Bath County with a big advantage on that possession. They got the boards, they got second chance opportunities, they didn't get called for a foul. Coach Biggs not happy at all with it. Bath County gets the possession, arrow on the jump ball.
So Bath County just getting a dose of their own medicine.
Yep,
been out muscled.
You said it. Top of the key is Roosis. Brayden needs some help.
He's got his dribble back, didn't realize it.
They give it out to McCarty, long three left side. Banked him.
He left the keys out again.
And here is a pass over on the left-hand side of the floor to Hargett. He gives it to a cutting Fry. Bounce pass down low to Jolly. There's a foul on Jay Smith. And on.
It's going to be Smith or Roosis, though. It's going to be on Roosis.
You just assumed they're all on Jace, but that one was on Roosis. Smith still with three.
Thank goodness.
Somehow. Roosis did foul him, too. Everybody fouled him. Jolly's free throw's no good. Rebound the play by Roosis. Back the other way is Saul. 3:04 to go in the third. 45-21. McCarty has it. Needs some help. Gives it over to Smith. Takes it all the way in, lays it out the window, and scores.
Basket by Jace Smith.
Jace is kind of steady and continues to put balls in the basket. He had 31 against Raceland. Here's a pass out top to Hargett, to Jolly, back to Hargett, 2:38. Leads at 22. That's never really been in question. Bath County's played hard in the third quarter. Just have not been able to close the gap much at all. Fry to Jolly. Shot's taken. Blocked by Brown. It's touched last by Jolly. Nice defensive play, but number zero for Bath County, Mr. Luke Brown. Give him another block. He's got a timeout on the floor. It's a 30. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back with the rest of the third quarter. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
Funeral homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
.25 to go here in this third quarter. Wildcats with the length of the court to go, trailing 45-23. If you're just joining our broadcast, a lot of Fleming County. A lot. As they've gotten double the shots on the goal than our beloved Wildcats. And they've made double the shots, so that's a recipe that usually doesn't go down well. 2:15, the clock continues to tick. Wildcats with the ball, McCarty out top, now to Saul. Taylor gets his 2-3 zone, gives it back out to Eli, over to Smith. Now to Roosis. Brayden looks to kick to Taylor. Long three, right wing up and good.
With a hand in his face.
Out of the timeout, back there with a hoop. 45-26. Fleming County loses the basketball for a moment to Jolly as he passes it back to a teammate. He fell over the midcourt line. Now Jolly has on the wing, looking to penetrate at all times. Oh, Dickerson to Austin James, who's back in the game. Now to the corner to Fry. Fry, 17-footers on its way and good.
He makes that shot more often than not.
Doesn't shoot a lot of outside threes, but he does shoot a lot of outside twos. And there's a no call on the sideline as Jolly is trying to take a charge, and Smith just steps out of bounds after the contact. So that's a turnover at the 119 mark.
You know, and Fry's made a living with that shot, and it's a baseline jumper. That's a tough shot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times he's shooting it not with the backboard at all.
Target three left wing, no good. Rebound to play by Brown. He's got a two-on-one break against Target. Gives it over McCarty, shots up, no good. He wasn't ready for it. Roussas goes back up. He was blocked by Brown, I think. Both of them were going back up for their offensive putback. James, three, transition on its way, good. So 50-26, 47 seconds to go in the third. Bath County Smith has it midcourt. Across the zone to McCarty, back to Sorrell. Fox at 40 seconds. They get it over to Eli. Step back three is on its way and banks it home.
It's two banks tonight.
So he has a bank from each side of the goal here in this quarter. Hargett coast to coast, easy two. Bath County fell asleep. 52-29. And that's what this team has to improve. You know, we're celebrating the three and we don't get back on defense. And Fleming County just makes you pay because they're going to press it and push it every single occasion. Cox at 14 seconds. Roussas has it at the elbow. Turnaround shot is on its way and good. A beautiful take there by the Bath County senior. 6 seconds.
Nice move.
5 seconds. Jolly with plenty of time. Over to Hickerson. Three at the buzzer. Got it. 55-31 is our score after three quarters complete here in Flemingsburg. Your Wildcats trail the Fleming County Panthers. We'll be back in a minute with the fourth and final quarter here at WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Welcome back to Fleming County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Todd, as we kind of revisit our Ira Kilburn opening arguments, the environment, Bath County hasn't done well with that. Limit turnovers, we haven't done well with that. Foul trouble, Bath County hasn't been out of the game because of foul trouble, but Fleming County has kept Bath County just on the edge of some very serious foul trouble going into this fourth quarter.
Absolutely. It's Preston Roussas has made his way out there now.
Preston has given Bath County some pretty good minutes when he's been on the floor. He's another willing ball handler and passer. Three-point shot's no good by Jolly. He gets his offensive board. And he gives it up to a teammate, Roberts. Back to Jolly. As Fleming County gets another look at it here in this second quarter, in this fourth quarter as we start it. Austin James has on the wing. He's picked up by Roussas to the corner. Open three, Roberts. In and out, no good. Rebound by Preston Roussas. As Preston dribbles up across the midcourt stripe, gets it to the paint. Over to Jace. Three-point shot in the corner is up and no good. Rebound to play by Hargett. And there's sneaking behind the defense of Roberts for an easy two. Okay, just botching a defensive assignment there in transition. 57-31 at the 6:55 mark. Sorrell walks it up. Over to Roussas. Back to Sorrell. As Preston has it on the right-hand side of the floor. Gives his brother top of the key. Now Braden looking. That kid needs to be more aggressive because you know, the clock's not a friend at this point. Sorrell has it blocked. Smith comes up with it. His shot's taken. He's fouling out the shooting. And Jason will go to line for two. Pretty good job on the offensive glass out of the back counter.
Yeah, they're just out-muscling Fleming. But they're picking and choosing when they're wanting to play, though. They've got to play all the time, not just some of the time. Communicate with each other, get up and down the court. Fleming County's just out-hustling them at this point. First free throw was good, 57-32. Second free throw is up and good by Smith. So 24-point lead. 6.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Hickerson walks it up across the midcourt stripe. Three target is no good. Good job Bowling pulling it out there. Preston Roos is on the right-hand side of the floor. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. Back to Sorrell. Into Preston. Step back three is on its way. No good off the side iron. Ball goes out of bounds. Saved in by Fleming County. And then Bowling deflects it out of bounds in an attempt to get it back for Bath.
Substitution for Fleming County, number 10, Isaac Price.
I like the hustle. But Bowling give going after that loose ball. So 57-33, 5:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Fleming County moving right to left. They get the ball to Hargett on the left wing. Hargett's been kind of quiet, but they really haven't needed a lot of offense out of him.
So is Hickerson.
Hickerson hadn't done it. He's been the Jolly and Fry show for sure. So here's kind of a body check in there as Bowling bumps the smaller Lucas Jolly.
That's four
on Allen. But Allen continuing to give this team good minutes in the post. Three-point shot in the corner from Hickerson is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Fleming County. Back will get it. And Todd, we haven't really addressed any of the eligibility issues of players that aren't on the floor for Bath County because we just don't have that information. And I know a lot of people out there listening, you know, we've got guys sitting on the end of our bench that, you know, are making an attempt to get eligible from what we hear. But they're not on the floor, so we just kind of call this thing as we see it. And that's where this Bath County roster is. Would three or four more players help this team? I think it absolutely could. As here is a shot that's no good, rebounded by Roos, put back up and in by Braden. And if that were to happen, that's great. If it doesn't happen, you know, this is our team, and we've got to get better with it. And I know that's what Coach Perry's working feverishly around the clock trying to do is just get this bunch competitive, especially in these big ball games like this. You know, this Fleming County team's going to move to 6-0. And they're going to be one of the very top teams in these 16th region rankings. And you go back and look at the games that they played a competitive schedule. It's not like they've had five cupcakes. As Hickerson passes to the corner to Hargett, his three-point shot is good. Over the outstretched arms of Braden Roos. So that's us discussing the elephant in the room, but we just really don't have any information either. So we're all in the same boat. As here's a pass down low to Bowling, turnaround shot is up and good. Nice take. He was over Hargett. That makes it 60-37 with 4:21 to go here in the fourth. Down low, Hickerson. Actually, that's Hargett. Give him two more points, 62-37, as these guys are approaching their average. So here's a pass to Roosus up the floor. Braden picks up his dribble. Skip pass across the floor to Preston Roosus. Shots up from 15. Bouncing, no good. Rebound to play by Hargett. As he gives it to Jolly, as he looks to push it, no look pass to Hickerson, spinning shot is up and in from the right side. 64-37. 3:45 to go here in the ball game. Preston Roosus gives it back to Sorrell. To Braden at the elbow, shots up from 15 and no good. Rebound play by Applegate, who's in the game. He's a senior baseball player. Multi-sport kid, as a lot of these guys are. Hickerson comes out and gets it. That thing's going to put some pressure on him. They're going to try to run some clock. That thing's still in the zone. Fry to Hickerson. To Hargett, down to Jolly. As he goes baseline with it, they find Fry underneath the basket. His shot is taken, bouncing good, and man. So he will get a plus one situation here with 3:03 to go.
Four on Smith.
Four on bowling.
Isaac Proaz line for one shot.
Free throws long and no good. Rebound the play by Bowling. He gives up to Sorrell. Crosses the midcourt stripe with it. Keeps his dribble alive. Pass down low to Braden Roussis. Nice job in traffic. Misses a shot. He's had so many good looks. They just have not been able to go in, and Bowling's had the same thing. Three-point shot, Cromper on the wing, no good. Rebound is put back up, no good by Hargett. Looks like he's going to go to the free throw line, as he was in the act of shooting, as he was fouled. Stay tuned after our broadcast. We'll have our Ira Kilburn final verdict as Bowling fouls out of this contest.
Substitution for
Bath
County, number
2.8 rebounds in a lot of minutes.
Adam Hargett at the line for two shots.
We also have your Sports is Mowing unsung hero, Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game, and your R.L. Cottle Construction Company player of the game here for the Cats. Making the first one is Adam Hargett. He came in averaging 17 points a game. He's part of that 78 points a game they returned from last year. Basically returned everybody. So 2.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Down low, Robinson. His shot is taken and good. And Kenny breaks the pressure. Give Braden Roussis the assist. 2:24 to go in the contest. Here's a pass down the corner to Cropper. And a skip pass across the defense to Jollett. Now to Hargett. Down the corner to Hickerson. Cropper three, no good. Rebound the play by Braden Roussis. Braden behind the back with it. Nice take, coast to coast, missed the shot. Pretty good job there by Braden, who's not known for his ball handling.
That's on Preston Cropper as his third.
Kind of feel it there on that possession. He went behind the back with it at midcourt and just kept on trucking to the rim.
Once again, nobody really tried to stop ball.
Right. He had a rim out on him. This is a free throw. You got to make these free throws. You got to make it look good.
Let's
see, we'll get a second. And it is good. So one of two. So 28-point Fleming County lead. Jolly, three from the right side, is no good. Offensive rebound, Fleming County back the other way with it. Jolly, the shot taken, and he's fouled. And he's on good line for two. As it's getting really physical in there, and I think Coach Buddy Biggs just figured that out. Maybe we should get somebody out of here. Jolly's free throw is no good. He will get a second.
Substitutions for Fleming County, number 45, Terry Ishmael, and number 12, Logan Applegate.
So Applegate and Ishmael come in. Jolly's free throw is good. He's going to stay in the game. 69-40. Just there's been times in the past that you get in a 30-point ball game and things get sort of chippy down the stretch, and you got guys out there that you don't want the opponent to be chippy with. As Taylen Sorrell makes the three in transition, the ball goes out of bounds. Bath County's going to get it back at the 1:15 mark. So 69-43. So Preston Roussis gives the ball to Sorrell. Back to Preston. Now to Taylor. Now to Braden. Clock's at 1 minute, 69-43. Roussis down low with it. Now to Sorrell. Three-point shot is on its way. No good. Robinson had it for a moment, then had it taken away from him. When he came transition, Jolly coast to coast. They're saying he traveled with it.
Thank you.
Fleming County's come with a host of substitutions. Jolly stays out there.
Two seconds left to go. Eli Bradley's going to run the point right now.
Yeah, he gets to Bashford, who's in the game for the Cats. Goes in, takes a shot, makes it. So Jolly back the other way for Fleming County. See if we get him another hoop here. Puts down a few dribbles, gives over to the teammate. There's a three-point shot from the corner that's up and no good. Grigsby with the board for the Cats. Bath County gets it to Grigsby. Long three is good. So 69-48. Jolly has it. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. There's him another shot.
If I do,
he's going to get him two more here at the 1 second mark. So Jolly's going to shoot a pair.
Look at Jolly at the line for two shots.
So shot number one's on its way and good. 70-48, Fleming. Shot number two's up and it's good. 71-48.
That's why they kept him in there. Getting to 1,000 points. Pretty classic.
So Lucas Jolly has scored 1,000 points tonight. That would be a record. He scored his 1,000th point tonight. I got you. Okay, so we got that out of the way. So we got 1 second to go. Let's set the stage here. Score 71-48. Bath County trails. They will trigger. Full length of the floor to go. And the inbound, that's ball game. Final score is 71-48. The Wildcats fall to 0-6 on the season. Fleming County improves to a perfect 6-0 here on their home floor. So we will have some post-game stats and much more, including your Players of the Game brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, as we'll conclude this broadcast momentarily. Once again, final score from Flintburg, Panthers 71, Wildcats 48. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Welcome back as we are wrapping things up from Fleming County High School. Our score, the final, 71-48, as Bath County falls to 0-6 on the season. Fleming County improves to a perfect 6-0 and picking up, maybe more importantly, a district win here on their home floor. These districts are seeded, and you want to get as many wins against your district foes as possible. And Fleming County's off to a very good start. Fleming County, we talked about, they came into tonight at 4-2. Memphis County is 1-3. Bath County will have a very, very important girl-boy doubleheader on Friday night with the Bath County Wildcats and Lady Cats both traveling to Frenchburg. And you know that's going to be a battle of two teams needing wins. And definitely that'll be a chance for Bath County to pick one up. But they'll have to play well because the boys are good under Coach Robinson. And, you know, Coach Drew Schwartz has the girls playing pretty good basketball as well. And Todd, it started off with a pretty good start for the Cats in the first quarter. Things really took a dirt road halfway through the first period. And Fleming County never really looked back. They were relentless. They scored. They pressured you. They really took care of business here on their home floor.
Absolutely. When I go through these stats, you'll understand what Patrick's completely talking about. For the game, Fleming County 28 of 77. 77 shots on the goal for 36.4%. 8 of 35 behind the arc for 22.9%. And 7 of 14 for 50% from the charity stripe. Bath County, 17 of 53. For 32%, 8 of 18 behind the arc for 44.4%, and 6 of 8 from the charity stripe for 75%. As far as leading scorers, Hargett led all scorers with 26 points, 16 points for Jolly, 16 for Fry, 7 points for Hickerson, 4 points for James, 2 points for Roberts, and that rounded out to Fleming County 71 points. Bath County was led in scoring by Sorrell with 12 points, 9 points for Eli McCarty, 7 points for Braden Roussis, also 9 points for Smith, 4 points for Robinson, 3 points for Grigsby, 2 points for Bashford, 2 points for Bowling, and I also had Brown with 2 points, but they didn't put it on here, so they accidentally give it somewhere, somehow, mm-hmm. to somebody else. As far as rebounding goes, Cats out-rebounded big time tonight. Total rebounds was 49-33, Fleming over Bath. Turnovers, Bath County turned it over 14-5. Bath County did have 2 block shots, those going to Brown. Also, 5 steals, but Fleming County 14 steals in tonight's contest. And just really kind of got things going. Points off turnovers, 20-6 in favor of Fleming. As I said, the rebounding was 49-33. Second chance points, Fleming County 14-3 in tonight's contest.
Well, and Tom, when we go back and revisit these Ira Kilburn opening arguments, you know, we talk about the environment, and this is not an easy place to play, but that's never an excuse. You've got to show up and play, and you need to play well in your district ball games. The Bath County just really didn't, and you've got to give credit where credit's due, and that's, you know, that's Coach Biggs having a really good team. It's been together a couple of years, and, you know, they're playing well off each other. And, you know, tonight Hargett and Hickerson didn't have huge games, but they end up getting there. You know, they had good numbers. And, you know, Jolly, you know, we didn't realize he was that close to the record. I understand why he was shooting it more. They want to do it at home. They want to do it against the district. And I get all that. We're not being salty about that at all. Who cares? It really doesn't matter. But it does explain why he was in the game with 4 very young kids at the end. And he was trying to get it tonight. And they were able to do that. And they can move on with their season now. But the environment, Bath County did not handle the environment well. Bath County did not handle the basketball well. Turnovers plagued us. It gave us problems. We got into some foul trouble. The rebounding is something that has got to be addressed. We've got to start rebounding because Fleming County has a bunch of guards that crash. They don't have a bunch of big guys that are going to push you out like a team like Russell or one of those bigger teams in that 63rd or 64th or one of those will have if you were to play them. They don't have the Ashland big guys inside pushing. You know, they've got guards that crash, and they've got Fry, who's a 4 and is a good rebounder. But he plays away from basketball a lot of times. So, you know, this is just not a good game. You know, you lose 71-48, I don't care who it's against, it ain't a good game. And hopefully moving forward, Bath County can use this to grow. They can use this to improve. You can't throw all your films away. At some point, you've got to grow from it. And that's kind of where we are tonight. Todd, let's quickly go through some of our Players of the Game awards. We'll start off with the Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, the player that sort of does those little things on a night like this, on a loss. These are the games where you find starters. You find guys to give you some spot minutes. Who is your Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero?
I mean, Luke Brown came in second quarter. He played some in the second half as well. 2 points, three rebounds, and two block shots in some limited minutes. I thought he'd give Bethkin a much-needed boost off of the bench and something that, you know, Coach Perry's going to be able to kind of look at and go, hey, you know, we can use him in a few more situations.
I agree 100%. As far as our downtown athletic club defensive player of the game, we usually give that to somebody that either shows up in the stats or doesn't, that played a good game defensively. Which cat do you have in that department?
Alan Bowling here tonight. Had him with six defensive rebounds, and that's meaning something. He's limiting the possessions, played very physical on the inside. Fry, even though he might be undersized, he's not afraid to get in there and mix it up. Bowling wasn't afraid to go after the contact and get in there as well. So defensively tonight, I thought he played a good game. Hats off to Jay Smith. He had a pretty good game on the inside defensively as well, but I thought Bowling just had a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder, so to speak.
Braden Roos has picked up a couple steals as well. So, you know, we did some things well defensively, but as a team, it was not a good team defensive effort, and it's really hard to give those awards out, you know, when you're losing by 20-plus points. As far as our R.L. Cottle Construction Company Player of the Game, who you got for that one?
Well, you know, I was kind of between two players, and, you know, one of them I was looking at was Taylan Sorrell. 12 points. He was 4-8 behind the arc. I thought that was pretty good. Another one that kind of jumped out that I was liking was Braden Roussis. You know, he took it coast to coast, had a nice, you know, take on the basket, missed a couple of easy shots on the inside, but still was able to get 7 points in the books tonight. So,
skip to both of them.
I thought both of those guys really offensively tonight was what got it going.
Yeah, they're definitely.
And no knock. You know, Jay Smith was held under 10 points, had 9, but still, I thought those two guys really were trying to do. And if Braden was able to get some of those easy bunnies that he had, and that's something, more playing time, he's still kind of getting in shape. I mean, he was a late comer into this team, you know, so he's still getting into basketball shape.
So, once again, Bath County falls 71-48. Wildcats fall to 0-6. Fleming County improves to 6-0 with this win on their home floors. That's going to wrap up our broadcast here from Fleming County High School. We'd like to thank Hannah back at the studio for doing a wonderful job. We'd like to thank all of our listeners, sponsors, everyone for making this broadcast possible here on WKCA, your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. For Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage. Until Friday night, be safe, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn, Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.